This is the Business English Certificate Vantage Level by the University of Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Business English Certificate Vantage, Listening Test 1. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay the recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the form below. You will hear a woman telephoning about some problems with an order. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good afternoon. Stationery Supplies International, Customer Services Department. Michael speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. My name's Jennifer Gardner. I'm calling from Fenmore Consultants. It's about the order which we received yesterday.
OK. Please, can I have the order number?
Yes, it's Z-3487-JF. The problem is we've received several incorrect items.
Oh dear, sorry about that. We took on some new staff this week and we've had a few problems. Tell me what's wrong and we'll forward the correct order to you straight away.
Good. Well, firstly, you sent the wrong size paper. We ordered 100 boxes of A5 paper, not A4. And the envelopes you sent were not the colour we ordered. We wanted pale green, not white.
Right, so that's A5, not A4 paper, and pale green envelopes. Anything else?
Yes. We also ordered 20 printer ink cartridges. That's the TrueJet BJC 246. But you didn't send us any at all.
Oh dear, I'm really sorry. I can only apologise once again and assure you that the correct items will be on their way to you tonight. Special delivery.
What shall I do about the things we don't want?
Send them back to us and we'll refund the full cost.
Right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a man leaving a message on an answering machine. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
You have reached the offices of RT Communications. We're sorry there's no one to take your call at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone, stating who the message is for and the date and time of your call. Thank you.
Hi, this is John Castellani from Lobo Print. It's Saturday, February 4th. This is a message for Joel Frisk, Marketing Department. It's about his visit next week. We've booked him into the International Hotel downtown for 4 nights. Although we checked, and there is still availability for a 5th night if he wants it. Our company driver will meet him at the airport on his arrival. We've arranged for him to give a presentation on RT's digital office system to the board of directors on Wednesday morning. And then Mr. Sachs, the general manager, has invited him to dinner that evening. Please let us know by midday Monday if you want us to book an extra night at the hotel. We look forward to meeting him. Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the note below. You will hear a man inquiring about training courses. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Contact Training, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Dave Smith calling from the City Council. I understand you run in-house training courses in word processing and databases, things like that.
Yes, are you looking for some training?
Yes, we've just taken on some new staff in our department and I'd be interested to know if you have someone who could help them with databases. Perhaps a one-week course?
I'm sure we can.
Good. In addition to that, if it's possible, we have some other staff who need some individual training, but that would be in graphics.
Oh, yes, we do graphics courses. Did someone recommend us to you?
Yes, a friend of mine at Globe Insurance.
Oh, yes, we put on a course for them a few months ago.
They were very impressed.
Good. Well, I'll just take a few details and then we can get rolling.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.